And the second poem I'm going to read from this marvelous book is called What Then? It comes from a Yiddish phrase, what then, which means what then. But it has a different impact. You know, I know, there is just enough light between the boards and that the tree creaked and the branches scraped against the roof, and all I can think about is whether my shoes will be covered with dust when all is said and done, or whether the cake will cover it, and cracked and brittle they rise once again, as all shoes rise, both high and dry, if even the tongue is split, and what is called a leather top was loose from its moorings. You know the pain the shoe itself swelling can cause here. How can we rid the world of swelling? That was my first grievance, or muck to start with. Muck was the problem. No one I know should die, but what do my two black shoes know? Let's say a creature will blow them dry by beating his wings. Or let's say we'll walk next time, say, north instead of south. Oh, nearer my face to thee and nearer your face to me. What then?